Well, shalom aleichem to all my white, pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Pastor Steve, and this is Word for Word. We left off yesterday at the end of chapter 33, where Jacob and his family had moved near a city called Shechem. And the city was named after the son of Hamor, the ruler of the district. He was a Hivite, a Hiwi, one of the Canaanite tribes. And he named the city after his son, which was a custom among those people at that time, including the Israelites, actually. And there's some pretty historical facts gonna happen in chapter 34. Now you remember that Leah had a daughter named Dinah, and the name Dinah means justice. It's number 1783 on your Strong's numbers. And she was a typical young girl, and she wanted to go out and about. She was in the camp and everything with Jacob and his wives and all that. And she was just curious. She was a young girl, pretty young girl. So she decided to go gallivanting about and see what was up in the land. So let's start in verse 1 of chapter 34. Went forth Dinah, 1783, the daughter of Leah, that she bore to Jacob, to see the daughters of the land. In other words, she wanted to see what was cooking in the neighborhood. Typical girl. Hey, you know, why not? So we see her going out, and Shechem, that was the son of Hamor, and when saw her, Shechem, number 7927, son of Hamor, he just decided that he was gonna do what young men want to do. When saw her, Shechem, son of Hamor, the Kiwi, at Chiwwiy, that's Hivite in your King James, and a chief of the land, that's 5387 for chief, he took her. He just said, come here. So he just decided to take her. And he did. So he's a Canaanite. You know, that's what they do. He took her and lay with her. That's 7901, to lay. That means lay down to sleep or lay with sexually. And humbled her, 6031, to humble, to break down, to humiliate. I mean, she was a little virgin girl. He just decided he wanted her, so he took her. And verse 3, and clave, 1692, his soul, 5315, that's his inner being, his emotional being, or it can mean your physical being. 5315, nephesh, has many, many uses. Here it's nephesho. And clave his soul to Dinah, daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel. Well, love here is 157. And damsel is 5291. And spoke upon the heart of the damsel. That's 3820. That's Leb, the heart. And Wayadaber al Leb Hanaara. That's the damsel, the young girl. And said Shechem to Hamor his father, saying, get 3947 for me this girl, 3207, as a wife. The girl is Hayaleda here. That means young girl. Very young, okay? Very young, like 12, something like that. Well, here comes the start of the bad news. Verse 5. And Jacob heard that was defiled. That's 2930. That is Timae, which comes from Tame. It's related. It's a different tense of Tame. To be unclean, rendered unclean. So that's what happened here. He made her unclean by sexually assaulting her. And Jacob heard that was defiled Dinah his daughter, and his sons were with the livestock in the field, and kept silent, 2790, Jacob, until they came. Went forth Hamor, the father of Shechem, to Jacob to speak with him. Verse 7, and the sons of Jacob came from the fields when they heard, and were grieved, 6087. In other words, and were grieved the men, and were angered, 2734, and were angered they muchly, 3966, because moral wickedness, one word, 5039, was done to Israel by lying with the daughter of Jacob, and such should not be done. Their sister was raped. These were Israelite warriors. At that point, they were all grown up, and they were hot. That'll come to play later. Verse 8, spoke Hamor with them, saying, Shechem, my son, longs his soul for your daughter. Longs is 2836, to desire, to pine for. And soul again is 5315. That can mean the physical being, the inner emotional being. Several connotations there. Give her, please, to him as a wife. And here comes the proposition. Verse 9. And make marriages, 2859, with us. And your daughters give to us, and our daughters take to you. These are Canaanites. Cursed seed. Now, he was living in the land with them, but he wasn't living with them. He had a separate housing for him and his Israelite family. Verse 10, and with us you shall dwell, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade, 5503, and get possessions there. such a deal we got for you. Eleven. And said Shechem to her father and to her brothers, let me find favor in your eyes. That's grace again. And that which you say to me, I will give. Verse 12. Ask of me any dowry and present, and I will give that which you say to me, but give to me the damsel for a wife. Now he's already taken her into his house. She's still there. She's being held there. That'll come up later on. He's got her. He's defiled her. And the brothers are getting hotter and hotter and hotter at this point. So here's what they say to him. And answered the sons of Jacob, Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully. Okay, that's 48:20. B'mirmah. Answered his father deceitfully in speaking, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. There's no way they're going to let him have her as a wife. So they say to him, and they said to him, we are not able to do this thing, to give our sister to a man that is not circumcised, because a reproach, 2781, a reproach it is to us. Verse 15. But in this we will consent, 225, to you, if you will become like us, 3644, like us, and circumcise you all the males, 2145. Then we will give our daughters to you, and your daughters we will take to us, and we will dwell with you, and shall be as one people. 17. But if you will not listen to us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and walk away. Verse 18, and pleasing were their words in the sight of Hamor, and in the sight of Shechem, son of Hamor. 19, and did not delay, 309, the young man to do this thing, because he desired, 2654, the daughter of Jacob. And he was more honorable than all the house of his father. Well, if he was a rapist and had seized her and was holding her captive, how honorable was he? Verse 20. Came Hamor and Shechem, his son, to the gate, that's 8179, of the city, and spoke to the men of the city, saying, these two were the rulers of the city. Verse 21, these men are peaceable with us. That's 8,003, peaceable. Let them dwell in the land and trade in it. 5503. Now see, the Canaanites were merchants, just like they are today. And the land, behold, is wide of hand. 7342, wide of hand, 3027, before them. That means there's lots of land out there that's unoccupied. And their daughters we will take as wives, and our daughters give to them. Only this way will consent, 225, these men to dwell with us, and to become one people, if circumcised are we, all men as they are circumcised. Verse 23 gives you an idea of their mindset. And listen to this and you'll understand what I'm saying. This is the mindset of the Canaanites then and now. Their livestock and possessions, 7075, and all their beasts, shall not they be ours? Only consent to them, and they will dwell with us. In other words, they're going to do what they do today and cheat the Israelites out of all their goods. You can see what these people are. These are the children of the devil back then and now. There's no difference. They haven't changed. 24. Listened to Kamor and to Shechem, his son, all that went forth from the gate of the city, and were circumcised, all males, all that went forth from the gate of the city. Now remember, Dinah means justice. And here it comes. Verse 25. And it was on the third day when they were in pain, that's one word, 3510, that took the two sons of Jacob, Shimeon and Levi, brothers of Dinah, each man his sword, and came upon the city in safety. Now, if you look up safety for this passage, it means in the connotation of calm assurance, because they knew all these Canaanites were herding and were staying around the house and weren't active and they weren't ready. They were just in pain. And they were drinking a little bit, maybe, to alleviate the pain. Well, and they came upon the city in safety and slew 2026 all the males. As I said, remember, Dinah means justice. Verse 26. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, they slew with the edge of the sword. Now, edge is 6310, and it literally means mouth. And they used that for the edge of the sword because the sword was drinking blood. Okay? That's a Hebrew idiom. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, they slew with the edge of the sword and took Dinah from the house of Shechem and went forth. She was held captive there by the Canaanites. She was in the house of Shechem and they wouldn't let her leave. Verse 27, the sons of Jacob came upon the slain, that's 2491, and plundered, 962, the city, because they had defiled their sister. 28, the sheep and the cattle and the asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field they took. 29, and all their wealth and all their little ones. 2945, and their wives they took captive. 7617, and plundered all that was in their houses. They made the children and women slaves. The Hivites, they made slaves. Verse 30. Now, Daddy's a little worried, because he's getting old, and he looks around, and he sees all these Canaanites living all around. Said Jacob to Shimeon and Levi, you have troubled, 5916, me to make me odious, that's one word, number 887, to make me odious to the inhabitants, 3427, of the land, among the Canaanite and among the Perizzi, and I being few, 4962. He's worried. I being few in number, 4557, number. And they shall gather themselves, that's one word, 622, against me. They shall gather themselves against me and smite me. And when he sucked, smite me, he's talking about his whole household. And I shall be destroyed. That's 8045. I and my household. And his sons replied, and they said, as a harlot should they deal with our sister. The harlot is 2181. And deal is 6213. The boys were angry. They went and just killed every man. Because Dinah's name is Justice. And they demanded justice. And they went and they got it. They went and they got it. Now, make me odious is la habaisheni. And harlot 2181 is hakazona, as a zona itself is the 2181. And as a is hak sound. Hakazona. They didn't like the way her sister was treated. They treated her like they would a common prostitute. Just grabbing her and just dragging her in the house and doing whatever they felt like. And this is what they did to these Canaanites. They just killed them all. Kill them all, let Yahweh sort them out. Dinah meant justice. I wonder if Leah had a premonition of what might happen. It's hard to tell what Yahweh revealed to them back then. But this is an ugly, ugly chapter. Got a lot of action in it. And they just took care of business. And now you understand why the Canaanites are afraid of Israel. And yeah, they're on top right now. Okay? And there's a lot of raping going on. They're raping us with their usury. And when we finally have enough, and when Yeshua Messiah comes back, you read that 2 Thessalonians, it's going to get really ugly for them. Again, enough is enough. And the sleeping giant is waking up. So, hey, you know, that's what Canaanites get. We were commanded to slay them all, and we didn't do it. And we were warned that they would be a thorn in our side. Well, they have been thorning away. And that payback time is en route. They are going to be paid back. I mean, it tells you that all through Scripture. And they don't read Scripture. They read the Talmud. Okay. See how well that works out for you. Let's get into chapter 35. These are all very short chapters, you know, 29, 30 verses, 35 maybe. And we can go through them pretty quick. But Jacob's going to take off. They're going to move again. They just killed everybody in the city where they were living, so it was not a good place to stay. 35 verse 1. Spoke Elohim to Jacob. Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar to El, 410, that appeared to you when you fled, 1272, from the presence of Esau, your brother. Verse 2. Then said Jacob to his household, and to all that were with him, including the slaves. Put away, 5493, the Elohe, in other words, the gods, little g gods of the racial aliens, 5236, Hanekar, that means racial alien, Nakri, Nekar, all of that, that whole root group means racial alien, that are among you, and be clean, 2891, and change, 2498, your garments, 8071. And clean here means spiritually clean. Get rid of these idols like the teraphim that belong to Laban. Get rid of any of these little false statues and whatever. Verse 3, and let us arise and go up to Bethel. That means the house of El. Okay? And I will make there an altar to El. In other words, the divine, the mighty one who answered me in the day of my distress, 6869, and was with me on the way that I walked. Now he's speaking of Yahweh. 4. And they gave to Jacob all the Elohe of the racial aliens that were in their hands, and the earrings, 5141, that were in their ears. Now the racial aliens had their earrings, and hid, 2934, hid them, Jacob, under the oak, 424, that was by Shechem. They didn't have many big trees, so that the big trees were the landmarks. The oak of Shechem. Okay, well, there was one great big huge oak tree there. It was a landmark. Just a second, I gotta get a hit of water here. I got a nice great big jug of that with a little bit of sea salt in it, and that's replenishing my minerals. And I will be healthier and healthier. Yahweh blesses. Verse 5. They journeyed, 5265, and was the terror, 2847, of Elohim upon the cities that were around, 5439, them. And none pursued, 7291, after the sons of Jacob. They had killed all the Hivites in Shechem. And Elohim, in other words, Yahweh, made all the rest of these Canaanites terrified. Oh man, these are the Israelites. You come against them and they'll kill you all. They'll just wipe you out. We don't want to mess with those people. Okay. That works for me. Verse 6. And came Jacob to Luzah, 3870, that is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, that was the original name of the city by the house of El, and they changed it to Bethel. The Hebrews called it Bethel. He and all the people that were with him. Now, they were not all Israelites. They had a bunch of slaves. And they were permanent slaves. They didn't set them free. They were property from forever. Because they were non-Israelite. They were not of the bloodline. They were mixed seed Canaanites. And they were permanent forever slaves. They didn't go to a doorpost and get an awl through their ear. They were racially slaves. They were of a different race. And they had done evil to Israel, therefore they took them all, captured them, and made them slaves. Aha. Verse 7, he built there an altar and called the place El Beth El, because that's 416, that's all one grouping, El Beth El. Because there appeared 1540 to him the Elohim when he fled from the presence of his brother. That means the mighty one of the house of the mighty one. El Bethel. Verse 8. Died Deborah, 1683, the nurse 3243 of Rebekah, and was buried under Bethel beneath an oak, 437, and was called the name of it Alon Bakuth. Okay. Alon Bakuth means the oak of weeping or mourning. That's what that means. The Bakuth is the weeping, oak of weeping. Because she was a faithful servant of the bloodline, and she stayed with Rebekah. She was her nurse when she was a baby, and she stayed with her all her life. And just was treated, you know, that if you were one of theirs, you were one of theirs. So, bless her heart. 9. Appeared Elohim to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him there. And said, in verse 10, said Elohim, your name is Jacob. No more shall be called your name Jacob. Therefore, Israel shall be your name. That's the second time he told him that. And he called his name Israel. You will rule as El, a mighty one, because Israel, that's us, will be the administrators of the law of Yahweh after Yeshua's return. We will have jobs, we will go out and enforce as the army of Yahweh these laws, and all other races on the earth will be in subjection. He's not going to wipe out all of them. He's going to wipe out the enemies of Elohim. But there are going to be many of many races that realize that Yahweh is the God of Israel, if you want to use the word God, the divine being, and that we are the chosen people, and they will be in subjection to us under our administration. They will not enter New Jerusalem. That is only for Israel. They will not have eternal life. They will live as normal human beings. And they will be servants to Israel. They will do the labor and all that. And Israel will all be changed. And we will have eternal bodies. But not them. If they will be obedient, well, they aren't Adamic. Well, neither are dogs and cats and horses and cows and asses and butterflies and birds. He's not going to wipe out all life. He's going to get rid of the evil ones. But there's nothing wrong with dogs and cats and horses and birds and stuff. There are good dogs and there are bad dogs. Well, he's going to get rid of the bad dogs and just the good dogs will be left. You don't hate a dog for being a dog. It is what it is. Well, these other races are what they are. There's no point in hating them for not being us. You just have to realize who we are and what our responsibilities are. We have duties that we're going to perform. Well, we have duties we're supposed to be performing now. We're supposed to be faithful and keep the feasts. And now the fast of the Day of Atonement is a celebration fast. We fast in honor of the blood that was shed by Yeshua Messiah. The priest isn't going to make atonement for us anymore. Propitiation, put our sin off for a year. It's been put off for all time by Yeshua. He was the perfect sacrifice. We don't need to sacrifice blood sacrifices anymore. That's done with. But the rest of the law stands. We don't murder. We don't commit adultery. We don't steal. That's not put away. We don't marry Canaanites. We don't eat pork. All that stuff stands. Oh, well, I like pork chops. Hey, I like pork chops too, but they're not good for you. They carry disease and they ruin your immune system. All his food laws are common sense because he loves us. He wants to take care of us. He's giving us health tips. Hello? Health tips from our Father? Well, that's why he gave us all these laws. They're not just law, like a green second lieutenant issuing orders just to issue orders to make himself feel important. Yahweh is Yahweh. And we're his children. And he loves us. He's not going to just bully us. He doesn't need to bully us. He created the entire universe. I mean, what point is there in bullying us? We're just atoms. He's not that small. We keep trying to make him small so we can manage the thought. But it isn't going to work. Yahweh is all-encompassing, and we'll never understand all of it. We're not capable of it. We're just people. He's Yahweh, and we're not. And verse 11, said Elohim, I am El Shaddai. That means the Mighty One. Of mighty ones. Okay. El Shaddai. Shaddai is almighty. The mighty of mighties. The mighty almighty. That's 410 and 7706. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation, that's Goyim, and an assembly, 6951, of nations shall come from you. That's Goy ukahal goyim. Yihyeh mimeka. An assembly of nations. Ukahal goyim. Well, it has. A nation and an assembly of nations shall become from you, and kings from your loins shall come forth. All these nations, you've got Great Britain, you have the United States, you have South Africa, all the Israelites down there, Australia, all the Israelites there, New Zealand, all the Israelites there, Canada, France, the white Spaniards, the white Italians, Germanic people, the Nordic people, Sweden and Denmark, and we're all over. We're in dispersion. The 12 tribes are all over the planet. And we're all starting to wake up. There's people listening to this in Europe, South America, Australia. They rebroadcast this. South Africa, all our brothers and sisters among the Boer people down there. Israel, we will become as the sands of the sea. And we will spread all over the world, and we have. Yahweh doesn't lie. Everything he's ever told us has come true. Verse 12, and the land which I gave to Abraham, and to Yitzchak, to you I give it, and to your seed line afterwards I give the land. And who is his seed line? The seed line of Israel, the white Western European people and their descendants all over the world. And we're going to get that, but we need a national repentance. It's starting. The word's going out. We're doing what we can here to urge our people to repent and come back to the worship of Yahweh and to get out of these apostate, paganized churches. And those that'll hear, let them hear. And those that refuse to hear, I'm sorry for you. We can only tell them the truth. And if they don't want to hear it, and they want to deny it, and they're comfortable in their little cult, can't help them. Verse 13, and went up from upon him Elohim in the place where he spoke with him. The Spirit came down upon him. Just like the Holy Spirit, when Yeshua rose up from the water being baptized by John the Baptist, the Spirit came down and rested upon him. Same thing here in the Old Testament. There's nothing new under the sun. This is how Yahweh works. And it's awesome. It's awesome to those that have been touched and have the indwelling of the Spirit. We know, and that's where our fervor comes from. We are eaten up by the zeal of his house. And it just doesn't get any better. We know who our Redeemer is. We know who our Heavenly Father is. And it gives us joy. It's joyous. Verse 14, and set up, 5324, a pillar, 4676, in the place that he spoke with him. A pillar, 4678, of stone. And he poured, 5258, upon it, a drink offering, one word, 5262, and he poured 3332 upon it oil, that is pure olive oil. He anointed it with oil and with wine. 15, and called Jacob the name of the place where he spoke with him, Elohim, where spoke with him there Elohim, Beth El, 1008, the house of El. Again, he had named it before. They repeat a lot of things in the Hebrew. They say the same things over and over. That's their style of writing. 16, and they journeyed, 5265, from Beth El, and it was yet a length, 3530, of the land to come to Ephratah. 672, when gave birth, 3205, Rachel, and severe, 7185, was the birthing. Now, Ephratah is the original name of Bethlehem, the house of bread. It's Bethlehem Ephratah. That's the original calling from Ephrath at 672. 17, and it was during her severe birthing that said to her the midwife, do not fear, for also this is to you a son. And it was as went forth her life. That's 5315. That is another word for nephesh. And it was as went forth her life, for she was dying, called she his name Ben-Oni. 1126. But his father called him Binyamin. That son of the right hand. And Ben-Oni, 1126, means son of my suffering. And she called him son of my suffering. But his father called him son of the right hand. And that's what stuck. Verse 19, and died Rachel, and was buried on the way to Ephrathah, which is Bethlehem, 1035. And set, 5324, Jacob, a pillar upon her grave, 6900. That is the pillar of the grave of Rachel unto this day. In other words, when this book was written. Don't know where it is now. 21. And journeyed Israel and spread, 5186, his tent beyond, 1973, the Tower of Eder, 4029. Okay. That's Lamigdal Eder, 4029. That's a combined word. And here we come into the sons of Jacob. And it was when dwelt, 7931, Israel in that land, that went in Reuben and lay with Bilhah, 1091, the concubine, 6370, of his father, and heard of it Israel. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. All right, verse 22 is going to result in the loss of the birthright of Reuben. And all the other sons have done something that has displeased him. So eventually, down in Egypt, when they were in Egypt, Yosef, the second to last son, gets the birthright because he has taken care of the family and kept them from starvation and preserved their lives during the famine down there. And it is the duty of the firstborn son to take care of the family. He is in charge of the family. Well, the others were slack in their duty, and they lost in succession the birthright. And Yosef is going to get that birthright. So let's finish up chapter 35 here. Verse 23, the sons of Leah, the firstborn, 1060, of Jacob, Reuben. He's the firstborn, but it isn't going to do him any good. He disobeyed and misbehaved, and he's going to lose that firstborn status. The privilege of the firstborn is going to be stripped from him. Firstborn of Jacob, Reuben, and Shimeon, and Levi, not Levi, Lewi, Levi, it's a waw, not a vav, and Yahuda, not Yehuda, it's Yahuda, means Yah be praised, and Yisachar, and Zebulun, 24, the sons by Rachel, Yosef, and Binyamin, 25, the sons by Bilhah, maidservant of Rachel, Dan, and Naphtali, 26, the sons by Zilpah, maidservant to Leah, Gad, and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob that were born to him in Padan Aram. 27, and came Jacob to Yitzchak his father in Mamre, 4471, to Kiriath Arba, 7153, that's the city of Arba, and Arba was one of the giants. Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, or Hebron, English pronunciation, where sojourned there Abraham and Yitzchak, and were the days of Yitzchak 180 years, 29, and expired 1478, Yitzchak, and died, and was gathered unto his people, old and full of days, and buried him Esau and Jacob, his son, just like Ishmael and Yitzchak buried Abraham. Esau, they had buried the hatchet, and they came together, and just for the ceremony of burying their father, put him in a carved stone tomb. And he was buried where Abraham and all the rest of them were buried. Now, when Reuben went in and defiled his father's couch, he uncovered the nakedness of his father, just like Ham had done with Noach. And in the book of Leviticus, it will explain what that means, the uncovering of the nakedness of the father, because the wife of the father is the nakedness of the father, and that's why they use that term. That is a Hebrewism. It's hard to understand sometimes in English, but that's one of their ways of speaking. The nakedness of the father also extends to the wives and concubines. You didn't mess around with your father's skirt. You uncovered, lifted the skirt. Well, the father didn't wear a skirt, but the wives did. And that's how that came about. And unless it is explained, and I hate to say it, but by someone such as myself who has studied all these matters, regular folks that haven't spent 30 years of study just don't get it. And the pastors in these churches don't tell you these things. They just leave you hanging. Well, I don't understand that. Well, of course you don't. Of course you don't. They hold that knowledge close to the vest because they want you just to listen to them. They don't want you to know for yourself and research. But a lot of our people are getting tired of that, and they're coming out of these rotten so-called houses of worship, and they're investigating for themselves, and that's what pleases me. If we can get people fired up to do this on their own, and I don't want anybody to take my word for it. I want you to look it up. Doubt me, please. Doubt me. Look it up, because the more you study, the more little light bulbs will come on up there, and you'll get it, you know. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I want. That's what all of us want. We want you to get it, and we want you to get it on your own. I'm having a heck of a time with computers, and I've been helped. But I have to study and learn how to do these things on my own, because without doing the work myself, I won't get it. Well, I've just got a whole bunch of tutorials that have been given to me that I'm going to study, and I have to write everything down so my feeble old brain will retain it, because I my memory is not all as wonderful as it once was. And we're doing the best we can here, you know, and my little butt icon has disappeared. I hope I'm still on, and I don't see it appearing any place, but I haven't shut it off, so I hope it's working. I'm coming close down to the end of time here, just about 9:58, and they're putting the music for before and after, so I need to leave a little bit of time for the fellas that are helping me. So I will say to all of you, Yahweh bless, and I will talk to you tomorrow. It's Saturday, so I won't be on. Tonight I'll be on with Eli, probably at 9 o'clock p.m. with Yahweh's Covenant People. But Monday I will be back, starting in chapter 36 of Genesis. Tomorrow is my day off, because we've pre-recorded all of the one-to-one shows for the summer. So Yahweh bless all of you, and Shalom Aleichem, and I'll be back on Monday.